West, keeping an eye on Iran. I'm Jane Fergus, Fox News. U.S. and Israeli forces are prepping for a possible attack by Iran or its proxies after Israel struck the Iranian embassy in Syria. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House.
Israeli and American forces in the Middle East are on heightened alert after Iran vowed revenge for that Israeli airstrike that killed numerous commanders in Iran's Quds force, responsible for all international operations outside of Iran. Now, this comes after that phone call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Biden says he wants to see a ceasefire immediately. An Israeli drone strike killed 7 aid workers, including an American, with World Central Kitchen, which sparked international outrage. Israel investigated the strike in 4 days and released its findings. It fired 2 senior officers and disciplined 3 others.
Israel says it is taking steps to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, but it is losing support from its global allies after attacks against Palestinian civilians and aid workers. Demonstrators taking to the streets protesting the Israeli government. Stephanie Bennett has more from London.
When Israel first declared war against Hamas last October, it stood unified at home with a large backing from around the world. But today, it's a much different story after more than 33,000 Palestinians have been killed. Now, 6 months into the war, many international allies are reversing support, and Israel itself is divided as thousands gather at weekly protests against the government. In Tel Aviv, demonstrators calling on the government to reach a deal and secure the release of hostages. In addition, a separate demonstration is calling for early elections, and numerous others are planned across the country.
Ceasefire talks are on the horizon as a Hamas delegation will go to Cairo tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Centers for Disease Control have issued a health alert about bird flu and humans in the U.S. Fox's Carmen Roberts reports.
The CDC wants doctors and healthcare workers to watch for bird flu infections in dairy workers. The agency sent out alerts after a Texas farm worker recently caught the highly contagious virus, most likely from a cow. The alert said if someone shows up with flu-like symptoms and also works with dairy cows, healthcare workers should consider the patient may be infected with the H5N1 strain of the bird flu. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Several million chickens, ducks, and turkeys have been culled over the past year in the U.S. after becoming infected with the disease. Researchers warn spread of the disease could grow due to migratory birds carrying it. The much-anticipated solar eclipse happens this Monday. Cleveland, Ohio is expected to see it in complete totality. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is there.
There's going to be a lot of people converging on Cleveland for this event. According to the city of Cleveland, between 140 and 200,000 people are going to be in town. Every single sworn police officer on the Cleveland police force is going to be out, making sure that people are going to be staying safe. There's going to be a lot of road closures, going to be a lot of parking situations going on as far as making sure that the streets are going to be clear. City officials are telling folks that if they can, they should work from home because it is going to be a really busy day in downtown Cleveland.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine will be activating the state's emergency center Sunday just in case any municipalities need help handling the eclipse crowds. The NCAA heats up tonight as NC State battles Purdue and Alabama takes on UConn. I'm Jane Fergus. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.